Okay. God is good all the freaking time. How's that way to start a message? The title of the message is Unreasonable. Unreasonable. Honestly, I don't have a clue what I'm going to talk about, but I know it's going to be unreasonable. I was trying to go to sleep this evening, and it had been a long day. I'd been really busy with a bunch of different ministry stuff, and I should have been real tired. Well, I was real tired, and I laid down in bed, and I couldn't go to sleep. And in my own natural flesh, I was starting to get a little angry. A little, like, I'm so freaking tired. Why can't I go to sleep? I need to go to sleep. I got stuff to do tomorrow. I need to go to sleep. But I just couldn't seem to go to sleep. My back was hurting a little bit, but that wasn't really keeping me awake. I was just, for some reason, I couldn't go to sleep. But as I have learned over the years, I've learned how to fight my battles. And so my flesh was starting to want to be a little angry and upset and worried and such because I couldn't go to sleep. But instead, I got up, got my guitar, and just started praising the Lord. Initially, my flesh didn't really feel like praising the Lord. But I said, flesh, you're going to praise the Lord. That's just the way it works. Because I've learned when the enemy comes in like a flood, oh, watch out. Lift up the praises. Lift up the praises and watch the enemy scatter. You know, it's unreasonable to praise God in the midst of adversity. It's unreasonable to praise God when you are uncomfortable, when you are hurting, when you are not experiencing what you would like to experience. That's unreasonable. I believe God is calling a generation. He is calling us, His people, to live unreasonable lives. Excuse me. If I sound a little hoarse at times, it's because I've been singing like crazy for the last hour. And now it's like the middle of the night. Yeah, unreasonable. But anyways, I believe God is calling His people to live unreasonable lives. I believe for too long we have settled for reasonable Christianity, and I believe God is about ready to spew out of His mouth reasonable Christianity. I believe God is sick and tired of reasonable Christianity. Yeah. Our flesh might not enjoy this message tonight, but I invite you to listen. And I don't take anything that I say tonight and believe it just because I said it. You open your own Bibles and see if it be true. You pray and talk to God and see if it be true. This is not a typical message, and we're not walking through a scripture passage or anything like normal. I just feel like I'm supposed to open my mouth tonight. God is not a reasonable God. And if we think He is, we are woefully mistaken. Read the scriptures, Old Testament and New. But if you just want to look at Jesus' life, Read the New Testament. I challenge you. Read the New Testament. Read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Just the Gospels. Don't go in with preconceived ideas. Don't go in trying to dig any real deep truths out of it. Just read through it and see what Jesus said. See what he did. See how people reacted. And I'm pretty sure you're going to find that Jesus was far from a reasonable individual. He did things that were very unreasonable. God is calling us to unreasonable lives. He is calling us to abandon ourselves completely to Him. For some, that's going to mean walking away from jobs. For some, that's going to be getting a job. You know, God's not interested in just 10% of our lives. I feel like sometimes in Christianity, we're like, oh, okay, you know, we're supposed to tithe 10%. We're supposed to give 10% away. And then it's like, okay, we did our little godly duty. God is not interested in your 10%. He's interested in 100%. I'm not saying you have to give 100% of your money to some quote-unquote church building. But 100% of everything you are is to belong to God. 100% of your time, 100% of your money, 100% of your energy, 100% of your thought life. Whoa, you can't say that. That's unreasonable. Scripture says, pray always. That doesn't always look like, okay, I have to be on my knees with my hands folded in my closet. You're like, sorry, gotta pray all day. Oh, prayer is more than we've made it. Prayer is communing and fellowshipping with God. And even as we are talking with other people, we can still be in fellowship with God. I'm not speaking these things as if I have attained. I'm not speaking these things as if I am there. I'm just speaking the truth. And I'm growing in these things, in these areas, but I certainly have not attained. But I'm saying God is calling us to unreasonable. Don't be surprised in this hour when God calls us to be unreasonable. In fact, if we find ourselves living reasonable lives, then we need to question whether we even be in the faith or not. Let me say that again. If we find ourselves living reasonable lives, then we need to question whether we are even in the faith or not. God calls for extravagant love. It's not just going off and trying to do some good things. But listen up to the Spirit within you. Listen up to the Spirit of God. And don't be surprised when He calls you, when He calls us to unreasonable lifestyles. There was a woman in Scripture who poured out expensive perfume upon Jesus. That cost a year's wages. And it hacked the religious people off. The people around them like, oh my goodness, that's how horrible. Jesus said, oh, she did a wonderful thing, beautiful thing. It will be remembered for all eternity. God is calling us to extravagant lives. God's calling us to unreasonable forgiveness. You know, it's easy to forgive those who maybe have done a little wrong. But, you know, we're friends, we're pals, and it wasn't that big a deal. God's calling us to forgive even our enemies. Scripture says, well, we are to love our enemies. It is a time to be unreasonable. You see, the children of the world have become crazy unreasonable in worldly ways. And God is calling a church to be crazy unreasonable in His ways. That we would love unlike anything they have seen. That when we are persecuted, we rejoice. When we are done wrong, we respond with goodness and mercy and love, with forgiveness. You see, here we go. If we have truly come to Christ, then we've already died. The world right now is so afraid. Oh boy, I'm going to get in trouble. That's all right. The world is so afraid. The world is so afraid of dying that they can't even live. The world's so afraid of dying that they can't even live. But we've already died. In fact, Scripture goes so far as to say, it's better to die. To live is Christ, but to die is gain. Paul said it, and I say it from my heart. I would rather die. I am ready to die. I want to die so bad. But I don't want to die one day early. Because to live is Christ. There is a reason, there is a purpose to my life upon this earth, and I don't want to go one day early. No matter the pain, no matter what it may be that I have to go through, I want to be on this earth for every day that God has set before me. But let me tell you, I'm longing for the day I die. I am living for the day I die. You see, this is unreasonable. The world and even reasonable Christianity will try to feed you a bunch of stuff so that you can have a reasonably good life. Tell that to Jesus. He died in his 30s and he died a horrible death. Tell that to the disciples, many of whom suffered horrendous persecution, trouble, torment, and hideous deaths. Tell that to so many throughout the church ages and even in today's world who have endured tremendous hardship. God's calling us to unreasonable lives. And may I say it again, I believe God is ready to spew out of His mouth reasonable Christianity, and dare I say, reasonable Christians. I don't know where we got the idea that Christianity is reasonable. It is not reasonable. It is unreasonable. God is so exceedingly, abundantly, far above and beyond anything we could think or imagine. And we've settled for being nice little reasonable Christians. I'm not asking us to go out and do just weird stuff. Try to make a bunch of weird stuff happen. That's not what I'm talking about. But look to Jesus. Look at the disciples. Look at the scriptures, and you will find a people who lived unreasonable lives. I mean, go all the way back to Abraham, the father of faith. He lived an unreasonable life. God said, leave what you know, leave what is familiar, and go to a land that I will show you. In Hebrews, it tells us more about that, and it says, Abraham went not knowing where he was going. That's unreasonable.
Well, now, wait a minute. You got to have this plan, and you got to have it all figured out, and we got these, you know, these 10 steps, and we've got all this organized and all this stuff. And God says, forget all that and just start walking. Go where you don't know where you're going. That's unreasonable. Again, I'm not asking us to be stupid and just walk off the deep end.
But if our lives look exactly like the world's lives, then we need to question whether we're even in the faith. God is calling us out upon the waters, that we would walk upon the waters. I'm not talking about physical water. I mean, maybe he will, but that's not the point. Taking us out on the impossible, that which is impossible in the natural, it's time to start walking. Start putting one foot in front of the other, walking into the unknown as he is leading. God is done with reasonable Christianity. It's over. It's done. He's fed up with it. He's calling a people who will follow him wholeheartedly. Stop giving him 10% of your life and thinking somehow that's amazing. God is looking for 100% of your life. And yes, we will stumble, we will fall, we will fail, we will sin. I'm not saying that we have to somehow strive to be perfect. We need to just start walking the journey. Abraham and all those of faith through the scriptures, they all stumbled. They all fell in many ways. That's not the point. The point is, will we follow him? Will we not become offended at him? You want to talk about offense? You want to talk about unreasonable? Read the book of Job. Here's a man who was righteous. He was doing what was right. And God has the audacity to point him out to Satan and say, hey, Satan, you seen my servant Job?
Yeah, he just serves you because you do good to him. You've given him a good life.
All right, we'll see about that. I'll let you have at him, Satan. What? That's unreasonable. Satan ravishes Job's family, Job's possessions, Job's very body is ravaged. Everything except for his very life's breath. His own wife says, oh, just curse God and die. And Job says, oh, you speak as the godless women speak. No, will I not receive adversity? I received goodness. I'll receive adversity. This is unreasonable, folks. This is completely unreasonable. And if you have been called into a reasonable Christianity, then I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I don't know how that happens. But it's time for it to end.
It's time to pick up our cross, follow him. That doesn't mean a horrible existence. It means a life-giving, joyous life that might be in a prison cell. Paul and Silas were whipped, thrown in prison. They were in a dungeon. And they're praising God. Why? Because they were unreasonable Christians. They were like Christ. They were unreasonable. These momentary light afflictions that we go through, we've got to get our eyes off of these things. Folks, if we have come to Christ, we have died. We have died. Let's forget about trying to save our lives. And let's lay down our lives for his sake. Day by day. Giving him our time. Giving him our money. Giving him our energy. And praising him. Choosing to praise him in every season we find ourselves. Maybe we find ourselves in a season where we are really busy. And it's like, oh, how can we get everything done? Maybe we find ourselves in a season where we just don't seem to have anything to do. And there's just no opportunity. And it's like this desert season. Will we choose to praise him? And again, we can make it these big things. But we aren't going to walk in the big things if we can't walk in the little things. It's the little steps that lead to bigger steps. Maybe you're just laying in bed. You're like, I'm tired and I can't go to sleep. And you're tempted to get angry and hacked off. But you choose to praise the Lord. Maybe you're raising your kids. Maybe your kids are hacking you off. And yet you choose to praise the Lord. Maybe you've gone through a dark, hard season. But will you choose to praise the Lord? You see, it's unreasonable to praise the Lord. We are living in a day and an hour where darkness is so dark, where there's such murmuring, such complaining, such pointing of fingers, such anger. And that might, some of those responses might actually be very reasonable. There's a lot of injustices. There's a lot of wrongs. There's a lot of things going on. And it might be very reasonable to be hacked off. It might be very reasonable. But we are not called to be reasonable. We are called to be unreasonable. We are called to praise God in the midst of adversity. We are called to bless his name. Why? Because he has overcome the world. And whatever we go through is merely a momentary and a light affliction.
Say, well, you don't know what I've been through.
We'll talk to Paul, the one who was talking about these momentary light afflictions. For him, it was shipwrecks, it was beatings. Imprisonment. I mean, you go down the list, he suffered some pretty harsh things. I mean, he knew what it was to say, you know what, I'd sure rather die. I'd rather die. I'll be with Christ. The moment I die, I will be with him for all eternity. I would much rather that, but I will live every day that God has set before me. And we need to have that same mentality. Folks, I know things are rough in a lot of ways. There's a lot of things going on that a lot of us would rather not be going through. But I want to remind us that we are dead. We have died. If we have come to Christ, we have died. And God is calling us to an unreasonable lifestyle. I want to stir up faith in our hearts and I want to strengthen us. Just as if a general were looking at his troops
who are kind of quivering in fear and whining a little bit and just like, you know, I want to go home. I don't want to be here. I want to speak to your spirits tonight. And I say, be strong and of good courage. Fear not. Stand fast. Praise the Lord in the midst of whatever you find yourself going through. Remember that you are not mere men and women, but that the Spirit of the living God is within you. Rise up and sing His praises. Rise up and give Him the glory that you know He is due. Stand strong. Stand upright. Not because of any greatness of your own, but because of Christ, because of His blood that has made you righteous, not by any works that you have done, lest anyone should boast. We're not talking about sticking out our chest and being, look at me. Oh, my goodness, if any people, we should know that we have nothing good in and of ourselves. It is Christ and Christ alone. It is His Spirit within us. We are called to unreasonable lives. Oh, beloved of God, I want to remind us, we are called to unreasonable lives. We are called to demonstrate unreasonable love. And again, I want to come back to this point. It's not just about the big grandiose things. I mean, God may call us to those things. But we get to the big grandiose things by the little mundane steps day by day. Choose. This is my admonition. Choose to praise the Lord. Wherever you find yourself at this moment, begin to praise the Lord. Praise Him until there's a breakthrough. Your situation may not change at all. It might not. But don't get so concerned about your situation. Praise the Lord until the Spirit is flowing forth out of you. And you can be unreasonable. You might still be stuck in a prison cell. But you can be free while in prison. Did you know that? You can be free even while you are in a prison. That's unreasonable. All right, well, let me finish with prayer. Father, I pray that you would crush reasonable Christianity. Father, rip it out of us, whatever it takes. Shake off this disgusting thing of reasonable Christianity, this hideous mask that we have created in our own image. Rip it off, destroy it, and bring us forth into the true reality of unreasonable lives, living in your unreasonableness, giving more than is reasonable, loving more than is reasonable, following you even at the cost of persecution and hardship. Father, make us one, just as you and the Son and the Holy Spirit are one. Father, unite us in heart, unite us in spirit, and may the world see a demonstration of who you are unlike they have ever seen before. Amen and amen.